the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 10. This is letter number 3014. Baruch Hashem, dated the 11th day of Mar Cheshvan, Tavshin Tezvav, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated the 28th day of Tishrei. So while you started off your letter properly about your impression of the days of the month of Elul, the days of awe, the days of Sukkot, you start off your letter, but immediately you interrupt that subject matter without mentioning what kind of decisions, what kind of good activities are going to follow. You had a very good impression. They were very good, inspiring. But what happens with that inspiration? It is known the demands of our holy Rebbes, of all the Hasidim, all the Anash, and all the Tamimim, all the students of Yeshiva Tun, especially that there needs to be work done. Used to work in an inner and not just in the makifim, not just in surroundings. In other words, impressions, outsides, those are fine, but that's not. The main thing is you got to bring things down in service in an inner. And the Rebbe says, for sure, you don't even mention even just anything about even service in a surrounding ways. So the Rebbe says, based on the expression of the Tzemach Tzedek, that the way you start off the year, that's the way it goes. So in other words, you got to start off on the right foot, you know, or you got to start off in the right way. If you start the year in a good way, then the year follows that way. So the Rebbe says, therefore, in the beginning of the year, or the year started, at least when you come to the start of Yaakov Holoch L'Darkei, in other words, after the holidays, when you start off your Torah and mitzvahs and you connect it, you tie it to a decision to actually doing things, then that's a good beginning for the order of the whole year. So if you connect, when you start your service for the year, before the Yom Tovs, after the Yom Tovs, when you're going out, it is not just a theoretical, it's not just a thought, but you bring it down into action, so then that goes the whole year. It'll be a year of action, it'll be a year of doing, as opposed to if it just remains in the world of thought, or in this world, it says, an expression here, the world of speech is just like the word of the world of thought, which means you can talk about things, it doesn't mean much, you know, it's just like in your, so just being a thought or just speaking about it doesn't quite cut it, you know, you gotta do. So the Rebbe says, it's understood, I'm not here to give you mussar, to give you a rebuke. And also, it's not so important for you to write to me about it. The most important thing is the action. That's what's important. But the Rebbe says, why is he, as the Rebbe said, here the Rebbe writes it out clearly. Why does the Rebbe want you to write it to him? I mean, it seems like the whole issue is here. The Rebbe is assuming that because he's not writing, he says he had good impressions, he doesn't write to them. So why is it important to write to the Rebbe about it? Just, you know, maybe he's having the impressions. But the Rebbe says, it's not important to me, but when you reveal what's in your thought, in your actions, also to somebody else, especially if the other person is close lives next to you or lives in your area, so then that obligates you. You tell somebody to fulfill your obligation in your daily life. I mentioned to you, I think many times, already several times, when I went to the Rebbe one time for a personal meeting, and the Rebbe actually told me this, that when you make a decision, share it with somebody else. So at least, you know, that will obligate you, you know, what your decision was. He says it doesn't matter who the other one else is, but if you share it, he says, then you will be ashamed to do otherwise, because you just told him, oh, okay, you know, you just said, oh, I'm going to come to Minyan every morning, and then, you know, show up. So that's a little bit more embarrassing than when you just don't tell anybody about it. So the Rebbe says, it's no reason to get into great length about this. All right. Now, he was writing to the Rebbe, complaining about his daughter, that she refuses to hear anything about a match, about a shidduch, about finding a proper boy. So the Rebbe says, well, your thought to threaten her or to speak harshly, there is no room for that, the Rebbe says. That's not an option. Besides the fact, the Rebbe says, this is not the path of Torah. The path of Torah is a Drachei Darkei Noyam. The ways of Torah are pleasant ways, not threats and not harshness. But the Rebbe says, besides that, you can see, practically speaking, that if you take that attitude, that path, you're going to be a lot less influential, a lot less accomplished, more than Meinerach, which talking softly and reaching out and bringing them in, an idea of Kiruv. And the Rebbe says, as far as it relates to your daughter specifically, so you should come to her with specific suggestions, the Rebbe says. And it's best that she should not know that they are the one that's suggesting it. They're suggesting it. I guess maybe she didn't think that there were suggestions, or maybe she didn't think that there were propositions people were proposing, and maybe she was afraid to just say yes to generally. But maybe, I think the Rebbe is saying, if you come to her with specific suggestions, without her knowing that they're the one that is suggesting it, you find ways for that. So the Rebbe says, then for sure she will change her approach, her conduct. The Rebbe says, probably, the Rebbe is using, I'm amazed how the Rebbe's, you know, the psychology, you know, just besides the Torah, the Rebbe says, a great deal of her refusal is because she is sort of down, her spirits are down, because she has not yet and she has not yet done a match. I guess she was older, and she's not engaged yet. So maybe that is her defense mechanism, by saying, I'm not interested. So the Rebbe says, so from this it's self-understood that you should put the effort, the Rebbe said, that she should live with you until the time she gets married, till the chuppah, in a good and auspicious time, I guess, so she shouldn't feel like she's old and she's on her own. She should still be, I'm thinking, the Rebbe's suggestion is, she shouldn't feel like, oh, I'm not married yet, I'm an old maid. She shouldn't feel that, so she should live at home. I guess that's the Rebbe's suggestion. And now, the other thing the Rebbe addresses here is that she was going to travel, and they had an idea, maybe she should go by boat. and ownership, and we know already the Rebbe's opinion that the owner of that boat and the profits of that boat are Jewish people, and also the captain and the sailors, etc. The Rebbe says, in my view, there is no right, there's no heter, there's no permission on Shabbos to travel there. The only question is if it's rabbinically prohibited, or perhaps because of the work that are done in the boat and in public way and the desecration of Hashem's name, it's also from the Torah, as the Rebbe references the Chassam Sofer, Chaylik Mishpat. And the Rebbe says, I'm surprised that those who are responsible for this do not make a tumult about this, about the prohibition. Basically, we know the Rebbe was talking about the Zim. They used to be, they still have it, but they used to travel on Shabbos. And the Rebbe's view was that this is absolutely, as the Rebbe says, it's a question whether it's rabbinically prohibited of the Torah, but it's definitely no right, no permission on Shabbos to travel. So why would she, the Rebbe says, I'm surprised, shocked, basically, that she would travel in this boat. And the Rebbe says, as far as the papers, I was wondering who's... let's just finish it. The Rebbe says, as far as the papers for her, so the Rebbe says, I'm not sure what papers they needed over there, maybe a visa or something. So the Rebbe says, for sure, you get the... informed by the Merkez Elyon Chinuch, Melach. It's interesting. I'm just trying to figure this out. The Rebbe writes the abbreviation HaMelach, which stands for Merkez Elyon Chinuch. Why would the Rebbe all of a sudden? I mean, it just looks like a signed point. You probably know those who are handling the paperwork would be the Merkez Elyon Chinuch. Why would the Rebbe write it first in abbreviation and then spell it out? But I'm thinking because we're talking about a malach. They were talking about a sailor. A sailor is called a malach. Maybe the Rebbe wants to put in the word malach over there. As the sailor is the Merkez Elyon Chinuch. Don't go on that boat. No, it's just my silly... I was just wondering why the Rebbe did that over here. And the Rebbe ends up with a blessing for good news. Sorry?